Hi, it's Mark Zankowicz. I sat down today with Dan Wright, the outgoing president of the Canadian Seed Trade Association, about his last 12 months as president, Seed Synergy, and why he feels success lies in trusting one another. Here's our chat.
Thank you so much for your time today, Dan.
Thanks for the time. Looking forward to it.
You're wrapping up your time as CSTA president. Looking back over the past year, what's the top lesson you've learned having served as president, having led the board of directors over the past 12 months?
I think it's just be yourself, be genuine. Don't try and do more than what you think. And a lot of people say, what does genuine mean? What does that mean? And I think for me, it's know your limitations and don't try and do more than you can or know than more than what you know, and trust people. So you've got great people. So we're lucky at CSTA. We have our staff has expanded and they're all awesome. They're doing a great job, and our board of directors is great. Our executive is great. We've got lots of expertise. And so what I tried to do is just, there's a lot of things. I'm more high level strategy. Don't get into the weeds on some of the regulations. So if that's not my strength, I never tried to pretend that it's my strength and say, okay, let me tell you how I think it should work. There's people that know it. Doesn't mean that you don't ask questions and engage in the conversation, right? You do that for sure, but you also know your limitations and you ask those questions, but you let the people that are the experts be the experts, and you don't try to be the expert all the time. And I think that's because when you become a president of an organization that's so broad as CSTA, it's kind of daunting and makes you think, oh, do I need to be all the experts? And made me nervous right at first. And I think after you come to comfort, I don't need to be the expert. I just need to lead and count on people. That's the big takeaway for me. That's kind of learning that over and over again. So you kind of get there. But then as you take over something, you think I should be everything. You don't have to be everything. You just trust people.
On the topic of people, when you first took over this position a year ago, you told me that one of your big goals was diversity within CSTA, and you gave some very heartfelt comments at the opening session yesterday in regards to diversity. What does diversity mean to you? Why is it so important? And what did you endeavor to do over the past 12 months during your time as president to help bring more diversity to CSTA as an organization?
Yeah, I think for me, what I said in the opening, it's when you grow up in a family that's very diverse and your mom has a very active spot. And I said in my opening comments a year ago that my parents operated a farm equipment dealership together, and they were equal partners and they had equal strengths. And so I witnessed from, you know, back in, I guess they bought it in 1978, two people being equal partners. And that's what, when you grow up and see that, it just kind of becomes your norm. And then when you were in your day job, and you don't see it, it kind of makes you wonder why, right? And probably you don't come to a realization as you're a teenager and in your early 20s, that doesn't hit you until you become later in life. And then you look back and go, well, that was a pretty cool environment to be brought up in. And my wife is a professional, and then you have my daughter, and it's like you think about people in leadership, and my daughter's done a nice job being a leader as well in her hockey team and doing some different things. So you think, well, as you're getting through that and you see that evolution and you look around boards and it's dominated by men, why aren't there more women engaged in that? And so I think that's really, for me, why it's so personal. It's what I saw in my family growing up, and then with my family now, with when I become a parent and I'm married, and you see the leadership qualities there. And that, I think also it's just, you see great people that we're not engaged, right? And so that's what I've said on diversity. It makes us better. And I see that with Monsanto as well. So we've had, around our leadership team, we have a large number of women. I think, I'm not sure it's 50-50, but it needs to be even better. So it's making progress, and we talk about it all the time. But the dialogue is great, and it's puts us in a better spot, for sure.
Last but not least, Seed Synergy. There's a session tomorrow in regards to that and where things are at right now. As you exit your position as president, where do you hope things will go? A year from now, where do you see CSTA as being, what does that path look like, and what are your hopes for the future of CSTA as an organization?
And we've made, I think CTS Energy has made a lot of progress in the last year. So a year ago, it was basically two pages, and people said, sounds like a good idea, but it's two pages, and you're going to change the whole industry? We need more detail. And so I think the great thing is we've had a lot of energy and time and money spent on it, and we have good detail. And every step we do, we need to continue to make detail or build in that detail. It makes people uncomfortable, which is absolutely normal. So for me, I think continuing that progress and continuing to think about what it is in the future that a farmer needs and us not getting caught up. So we're going to get into some crucial stages. The detail that we built in the last year has all been, I would say, comfortable detail. And as we get into the next stage, it's going to be detail where, you know, CSTA might need to say, we no longer need to do this. Other organizations might need to say, we don't need to do this. And that's when it gets uncomfortable, because now all the organizations have an identity and they're all doing an amazing job today. But if we're thinking about the future and trying to really not build and hold on to, well, my organization did this or this is important, but really trying to develop in the future, that's when it becomes uncomfortable for people. So I'd say we built comfortable detail to now. And once you start actually giving up things and not doing it, that's where the challenge is going to be. So my goal and my hope is that as this great momentum and great dialogue continues and people have the ability to stay focused on where we need to be in the future and not where we've been in the past.
Thanks so much for your time, Dan.
Thanks very much. It was great.